With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. With all the talk about the trade war with China, has the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement been pushed to the background? Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley recently suggested a vote on USMCA might not happen until next year, possibly even after the 2020 presidential election. But U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says the USMCA is too important for that kind of delay.
I hope that's not the case. I hope we can do it sooner to go without an agreement between two of our biggest trading partners. I just think that there's too much at stake here to allow this to go on for an extended period of time.
After all, Newhouse says there are obvious signs progress is being made.
I think that because of the actions by the Mexican government and like I said, the negotiations surrounding the steel and aluminum tariffs, I think we can walk and chew gum at the same time. If the negotiators are focused on China, a lot of the other things that we need to work on are right here in Congress that we should be able to accomplish the USMCA, regardless of how busy they are with China.
And Newhouse says they're not mutually exclusive, but he remains optimistic.
I'm seeing things happen that should allow a positive vote on the USMCA at some time soon, but I'm encouraging the speaker to bring that up as soon as possible.
Some Republicans are aiming for passage before Congress's August recess to avoid potential budget clashes in the fall. Welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. And with us once again is Valent's Allison Walston. So this week, Allison, let's talk about the Soil Your Undies Challenge down in Oregon.
Yes, the Soil Your Undies Challenge helps growers and farmers have a fun way to evaluate the health of their soils. Simply by burying some large 100% cotton undies in or near your field, digging them up at least 60 days later, it can tell you a lot about your soil micropopulation.
So who's doing this challenge?
The concept is by Oregon's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Morrow County, and now female farmers in Marion County, Oregon are continuing the challenge.
So anyone can join just by submitting before and after pictures and farm info to any NRCS office.
The more deteriorated the undies, the healthier the soil. They also have recommendations how to achieve better soils. After burying, just be sure to mark the spot so you can find them later.
Well, thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. I'm Bob Larson.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Fruit Grower Report.